We can hear now from Ciarán Gallagher, who's the Special Rapporteur on Child Protection. Good afternoon, and thanks very much for being with us again. I know you've said that the report doesn't answer a number of questions. What for you is the most important one?
Well, we've just heard from very brave individual Ian Smith. I mean, I'm really blown away by what he's just said. And we got more answers from the two brave individuals, the whistleblowers, who show the value of what social workers do, or indeed from the Public Accounts Committee work by John McGuinness and John Deasy and colleagues in 2015, 2016, than we've got from this report. It's I described it previously as impenetrable. It's a very long document. It's about 2,000 pages, six different sections. It doesn't have an executive summary. It's difficult to follow. And of course, it was released just yesterday. I saw it for the first time, as did the public yesterday. And of course, we know that now that many of the affected families only saw it for the first time yesterday too. But from the time I've had with it, it seems to me that it doesn't answer core questions about what happened to Grace and why, and accountability for what happened to Grace and why. And most importantly, it doesn't address ongoing issues about risks to children now.
We know from the report that no qualified social worker visited Grace for 6 years. For you, does the report adequately explain why that was the case?
So in short, no. And this was one of the most horrifying parts of the report, really, because we know that Grace was placed in foster care when she was aged 11 in 1989. It was supposed to be short term. The first time that a qualified social worker visited her at all was in 1995, 6 years later when she was age 17. So throughout that 6 year period, all of her teenage years, she was not seen. And what's really important is what was happening during that time. So the Brothers of Charity raised concerns about the home during that time. They stopped placing young people there from 1990, after information that they learned about Mr. X. So we know that that happened during that period of time. And despite that, she was left there with no oversight at all. And that is a horrifying aspect of it. She obviously eventually left the foster care placement in 2009, 20 years later, with nothing more than the clothes on her back and not a cent of the €70,000 disability allowance paid in her own name since the age of 18, and with the telltale bruises on her body that Ian has spoken about now in his very powerful discussion with you. This is an utterly horrifying case, shocking in so many ways, and I am appalled by what I've read, and I'm appalled by what I've not read, with the answers to questions that are simply not in the report, despite people waiting for almost a decade for it.
Looking specifically at the issue of the availability of social workers, could something similar happen now? Because it's only a few weeks since a judge criticised TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency, for failing to comply with a court order on the allocation of social workers. The court had ordered that it be kept in the loop, and it wasn't.
Yeah, so that's a very good point about District Court Judge Conor Fotrell's report and the concerns that were raised by TUSLA's performance and the consequences for children in care. So, I mean, this is weeks ago, the district judge described TUSLA's failure to allocate social workers to 250 children as shocking and appalling, and highlighted severe shortcomings in TUSLA governance, oversight and communication. That was just in mid-March of this year. And he also described senior management and TUSLA being aware of that issue for a significant period of time, but failing to take appropriate action. So what that really shows is that some of the issues which we see in Grace's case are not historic issues from 1989 to 1995 or 1989 to 2009. Some of those issues appear to be recurring now and ongoing. Now, of course, much has changed since the time when Grace was a child and in foster care in 1989. And that includes whole new structures in place. But many of the issues, the principal issues underlying the report, which was published yesterday, are echoed in concerns now. One other example of that is an issue which has been in the news this week, which is the work that Inclusion Ireland and As I Am, the two charities, are doing in relation to children who are neurodivergent and children who have disabilities who are being restrained in school settings, for example. And they've also raised concerns about lack of oversight mechanisms. So the same theme is recurring in multiple different settings, which is, are we failing vulnerable children in our state? And do we have adequate oversight systems for vulnerable children in our state when things go wrong? So there's a golden thread which runs from what happened to Grace to what is highlighted by District Court Judge Conor Fotrell in the last number of weeks, and what's been highlighted by As I Am and Inclusion Ireland this week in a different context.
Kieran Gallagher, thank you very much for joining us on the News at One this afternoon.